Hawks lose 3-2 in a shootout to the San Jose Sharks. It was a pretty much evenly matched hockey game, with good chances for either side. First period was really even, with the Hawks out shooting the Sharks 11-9, and winning the faceoff battle handily by, I believe, 16-6, if I'm not mistaken, was the final total, or the total at the first. First also included the only penalty of the game, as Brandon Bullock got two for roughing Mike Brown, who had just plowed Johnny Oduya into the boards head first. Honestly, that hit should have gotten a minor, and if Oduya had been hurt, I think it could have been suspendable. But luckily, Oduya popped back up, didn't miss a shift, and the Hawks killed off the penalty, which went into the second period. Hawks started the second with a lot of sustained quality pressure. San Jose had a few bouts of their own pressure, but neither goalie gave up anything, and the home team entered the second intermission with tons of momentum. And in that third period, the first 5 to 10 minutes or so were all Hawks. They converted with goals from Jalmerson and Roosevelt in his first of the year, and he's actually going to Sochi for the Czech team. It was just announced today. However, later on in the period, the Sharks got their rhythm back. They won faceoffs, which admittedly the Sharks do a very good job of winning faceoffs. Controlling puck possession, two things the Hawks actually usually do pretty well. But if you keep giving the Sharks a lot of time to start running their set plays, they're going to score. And they did. I mean, the Sharks are the fourth best scoring team in the league. I know it's a surprise. But they still kept controlling possession through the end of the third and into overtime a little bit, but overtime was really evenly balanced. And obviously it didn't help because overtime very rarely solves anything nowadays. It's just way too short. And then went to a shootout. Taves tried to do a nice forehand backhand move, but he was stopped by the goalie's pad. And Sharp tried to roof it and missed the net. Hawks lose. Both of the Sharks' shooters scored. And this is the last Hawks game before all the Olympics rosters get announced tomorrow, other than the ones for the Czech Republic, Switzerland, Slovenia, I believe, was the third one, and the USA was announced during the Winter Classic. And we can expect the Blackhawks can expect to send a pretty sizable number of players to Russia, along with the two that have already been announced, Kane and Roosevelt. The Hawks can expect to have at least three, probably four Canadians, probably two, maybe three Swedes, and two Slovakians. So about half the team will be there. I'll break down tomorrow evening after all the dust is settled and they're all announced. But for now, this is the 30 on 30 podcast, signing off.